ഉരഗം രുഷ വിനിർഗച്ഛൻ ധനുഷ്കോട്യ നിധായ പുരം ആഗതഃ സതു ബ്രഹ്മഋഷേരംസേ ഗതാസുമുരഗം രുഷാ ഗതാസുമുരഗം രുഷാ വിനിർഗച്ഛൻ ധനുഷ്കോട്യ നിധായ പുരമാഗത ഓഫ് ദി ബ്രഹ്മൺ സേജ് ഓൺ ദ ഷോൾഡർ ഗതാസും ലൈഫ്ലെസ് ഉരഗം സ്നേക് ഋഷ ഇൻ ആംഗർ വിനിർഗച്ഛൻ വൈൽ ലിവിംഗ് ധനു കോട്യ with the front of the bow, Nidhaya, by placing it, Puram, palace, Agataha, return. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, please repeat. While living, the king, being so insulted, picked up a lifeless snake with his bow, and angrily pressed it on the shoulder of the sage. Then he returned to his palace. Again, while leaving, the king, being so insulted, picked up a lifeless snake with his bow and angrily placed it on the shoulder of the sage. Then he returned to his palace. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda, please hear. The king thus treated the sage, tit for tat, although he was never accustomed to such silly actions. By the will of the Lord, the king, while going away, found a snake in front of him, and he thought that the sage, who had coldly received him, thus might be coldly rewarded by being offered a garland of a dead snake. In the ordinary course of dealing, this was not very natural. But in the case of Maharaj Parikshit's dealing with a Brahmana sage, this was certainly unprecedented. It is so happened by the will of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timira ജന ശുരുമിതം മേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീ ഗുരവേ നമ. ദിസ് വേർസ് should be clearly understood. Om is the address to the Lord. We have seen first day that in Bhagavad Gita in 7th chapter, verse number 8, Krishna gives you 5 situations in which you can see Krishna. Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashi surya yoho pranavaha sarva vedeshu shabdake paurusham rushu. We saw that rasoham apsu kaunteya. Apsu means water. I am the taste in water, he says. Every time we drink the glass of water, as soon as the water comes in front of us, we must pay the obeisances because it is the energy of the Lord. And he says in the taste of the water, he is present. Then second situation is, Prabha Asmi Shashi Surya Yoho. Prabha means shining. Shashi Suryayo means moon and sun. We see the sunshine is Krishna. Moonshine is also Krishna. Without the sunshine, nothing will grow. Our health also depends upon sun. Our hunger also travels with the sun. Early in the morning, we are slightly hungry. But at 12 o'clock, when it is midday, the sun is in the middle of the journey to go to the evening, finish his journey. So when it is on the midday, our hunger blooms. And at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, we must have prasadam that time. The modern civilization is killing our hungers, because they go at the 9 o'clock in the morning to the office. For the whole of their day, they are in the office. At 12 o'clock, they don't have time. You people are lucky here that 12 o'clock, you take the prasadam. Otherwise, in modern cities, which are called the first world, they don't eat at the time when they are hungry. And when they are not hungry in the evening, they take big meal. And then there is indigestion. And then the factories of Eno is running, you know. You drink so much Eno. And what can Eno do? He'll kill you before you die. This is the... As soon as you go against the natural laws, your body is going to be diseased. And that's why we have to understand these things. As soon as we see sunshine or the moonshine, moon is very helpful, moonshine is very helpful. The sun evaporates the water on the big mass, water mass. You know, we have so many oceans and bays in so many. Water surface is bigger than the land mass in our planet. And all over the water surface, wherever there is water, sunshine evaporates it. And as soon as the evaporation is there, the moonshine forms the clouds. And then the energy of the Lord, wind, drives the clouds to the land mass. And then if Krishna orders, then there is a rain. Otherwise the clouds just pass away. This is how our whole life depends upon sunshine, moonshine and water, in which we are advised to see Krishna. These are very common instances. Every time we should be reminded of Krishna, and that is the verse which we saw yesterday, Machitta. Our minds are always engaged in Krishna, because we see everywhere Krishna. Then the third situation is Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. In all the Vedas, Pranava Mantra, Omkar, is I am, he says. And that's why Omkar is not different from Krishna. So when we address our Guru Maharaj, then he is also not different from Krishna. But he doesn't believe that he is Krishna. That is the difference. We are all servants of Krishna. At the best, we can be servant of everybody. Frankly speaking, we are not the Lord at all. Everywhere you see, you are serving. Either you are serving your family, you are serving your wife or children, you are serving yourself or whatever it is. Always you are serving. Because the constituent position of our soul, being very tiny, can only be servant and never be the Lord. As soon as we try to lord it over, we spoil the whole thing. So far as we remain servant, we are very happy. And that's why when we change the names to Krishna's names or initiate names, then we add Das to it. Krishna Das, Tulsi Das. Das. Das means servant. Dasi, you know, Radha. Radha Devi Dasi. Dasi or Das. Servant. We are all servants. And it is better to remain servant than to lord it over. So far as we remain servant, we respect the Omkar also. And then Om, we don't chant alone. Otherwise we are bound to be impersonalist maybe many times. So that's why Omkar is followed by the name of Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then after Pranava Sarva Vedeshu, Shabdakhe, in the ether, I am the sound, he says. And sound is the main root of all creation. Because of the transcendent sound of Krishna, the whole material manifestation comes into existence. And because of the sound, we are put into this material existence. In our body also, 24 hours a day, since we are born, before we are born, when we were 3 months old, our embryo was in the mother of the womb, our heart started beating. And that beat has a sound. If you keep your fingers on your pulse, you see that sound. You experience that sound. Or if you close your ears, then you hear the factory going on inside. Inside is a great factory. So much blood is pumped out every second of our existence. So much blood is collected. Then it is distributed to the limbs and food is digested. Different juices are created. They are supplied to the limbs. The whole factory is going on. This body is a big complicated machine. In our brain alone, there are millions of nerves which are thinner than the hair. How long does it take to cut one nerve? And as soon as the one nerve bursts in the brain, the whole brain is covered with the blood. And as soon as the brain is covered with the blood, the brain is the controlling point of the whole body. So as soon as it is filled with blood, you lose the control of the body and you die. They call it meningitis. Any stress on our brain, any worry, any envy of other people, they create a danger of getting these brain nerves cut. And that's why Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam advises that in the practical life, we should never be angry at each other. If you become angry, maybe the man or a woman to whom you are angry may not suffer, but you are in the danger of cutting your nerve. So never get upset. Never get agitated. No agitation. Very peaceful. Very peaceful. Nothing is in our hand. Everything is in the hand of Krishna. And the more peaceful you are, the more you will be happy. Otherwise, you create the agitation and you suffer more than the others. And this is how we come to the scriptures to understand these things. Never insult anybody. All the relations should be very amicable. People are bound to inflict misery on you. Because we are all envious of each other. And because we are envious of each other, everybody except yourself, we belong to one species. And there are 8,400,000 species. All other species try to inflict misery on you. So how can you ward it off? You have to tolerate and don't get agitated at all. These are the instructions of the scriptures so that your health will be alright. We are really surprised after reading all these descriptions about our own body. It is very difficult to understand that how the soul stays in this body for 70 years or 80 years or 90 years, I don't know. It should not stay for a single second. Because this body is not his existence. But even then, this existence we have got. And in order to understand this, in order to understand this point, we must go to the person who knows about these things. And that is Ajnanati Mirandasya. Om Ajnana. We are ignorant of these situations. Ajnana. We don't have any jnana, we don't have any knowledge about the real situation of our own body, of our own soul. We don't have any situation. We don't have any knowledge what was before we came to this world. We don't have any knowledge about what is going to happen after we go away. This is ajnana. This is ignorance. And this ignorance has got to be dissipated. And we have seen in the third verse of Bhagavad Gita that desham satatiktanam. That's why the people who are always engaged in understanding Krishna, desham satatiktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, and we worship him lovingly. Those people who are always engaged in understanding him through the scriptures, and those people who try again and again and again lovingly worship him daily, then dadami buddhi yogam tam, he gives you the intellect to understand him. And as soon as the intellect is given by him through the mercy of Guru, then we revere our Guru as Krishna himself. And this is the secret of this mantra. Oma Ajnana. We are ignorant. And because of ignorance, we are in darkness. Andhara. Andhara means dark. Oma Ajnana Timira Andhasya. Because we are in Timira. Timira means darkness. Here there is light now, sunshine. That's why we can see everything here. But as soon as it is dark, with all the eyes open, we will not be able to see. It is like that. We are completely in darkness. And because we are in the darkness, andha, we are blind. We cannot see with our open eyes also. So we must go to the person who knows and who can dissipate our ignorance. Tesham evanu kampartham aham adnyan jam tamah. Tesham evanu kampartham, to be merciful to those living entities. Eyes sitting in their hearts, dissipate their darkness of ignorance by the shining lamp of the knowledge. And this knowledge is coming from the gurus, the people who know about these signs, who has realized. This is the main thing to be understood from this verse. Then we go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya mano bhishtam sapitam ena bhutale svayam rupa kadamaya dadate svapadantikam. Again there are guru vandana and then nice glorification of the Lord. He Krishna karuna sindho Dina bandho jagapate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha. You can go, if you are busy, you can go. Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarupesh Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Then you should daily, in Bhagavatam class, you should recite four verses from Bhagavad Gita, those four sweet verses. Daily make it a practice to recite with the translation. Yeah? Now the more you come, the more you hear about Krishna, Krishna inside our heart, because he is situated in our heart. Sarvasya chaam hrudi sannivishto, he says in Bhagavad Gita, that I am situated in everybody's heart. So when we hear about Krishna, Krishna inside is very pleased. And because, you know, somebody praises us and we are very pleased. So you are a very good man. Then we become proud of it. And our blood increases the praise. So Krishna also, when he hears his glorification, he is very pleased. And then as soon as Krishna is pleased, it shows on your faces. Your faces are glowing then. Because Krishna inside is pleased. And that's why this glorification should go on non-stop. If we stop, then we are dead. Without the glorification of Krishna, we are breathing dead. If you want to be alive, you have to be with always Krishna. And as we saw, four verses from Bhagavad Gita, they are known as seed verses, this Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, etc. The same way, in Srimad Bhagavatam also, there are 18,000 verses. Out of 18,000 verses, there are four verses again in Srimad Bhagavatam. In those four verses, the whole Bhagavatam is squeezed. And those verses we will sing today. You sing after me. They are in the second canto, ninth chapter. The title of the chapter is Answers by Citing the Lord's Verses. Lord replies to Brahma. And Krishna instructs to Brahma the whole Bhagavatam in four verses. So we may not read 18,000 in the beginning, but at least these four verses should be learned and understood. That's why we will recite them today with the translation. And I leave it to you to learn these verses. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aham Eva Asam Agre. Aham Eva Sameva Agre. Aham Eva Sameva Agre. Ahamevasamevagre. Na anyad yadyad param pashad aham yadetacha yovashisheta sosmyam ahamevasamevagre. Ahamevasamevagre. Nanyadyat sadasatparam. Pashadaham yadetacha. Yovashisheta sosmyam. You got it now. Ahamevasamevagre. Ahamevasamevagre. Nanyadyat sadasatparam. Pashadam yadetacha yoga shisheta sosmyam. Now repeat the translation. Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation when there was nothing but myself, nor was there material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. This is the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, that it fixes you firm with Krishna. Because when this creation was not there, He was there. With the creation, He is there. And after the annihilation of this creation, it is going to be destroyed. This planet, including this planet, the whole material manifestation, there are plenty of millions of universes are there. They will all be destroyed. As soon as it is, the whole material manifestation is functioning on a certain time scale. As our body has its own time scale, the number of the breaths are fixed. You cannot breathe one more. And every breath goes, your life is decreasing. The same way, the life of this whole manifestation is also decreasing. It is also functioning on a certain time scale. And that's why in the material manifestation, everything is very temporary and full of misery, because it is going to be destroyed. As soon as I get attached to this pot of Tulsi, it is going to be destroyed. So as soon as it is destroyed, I will be miserable. Because destruction is the main thing in this material world. And this says Krishna, that even if this is destroyed, whatever is remaining, that is I am. And that's why we have unflinching faith in the existence of the Lord, according to the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first verse. Then we go to the second verse, that is 2.9, this is 33. Then second verse is 34. Recite after me. Ruteyartham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta cha atmani tadvidyat atmano mayam yathabhasa tatha. Ruteyartham yat pratiyeta. Ruteyartham yat pratiyeta. Na pratiyeta cha atmani tadvidyat atmano mayam yatha bhasa tatha tama. Now repeat the translation, beautiful translation. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. This is clear. Bhagavatam philosophy is clear. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, If it is without relation to me, has no reality. But life also, if it is not related to him, he has no reality. This is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything, these kartas, if they are not used for Krishna, they are not real. This microphone, if it is not used for Krishna, they are not real. If our house, it is not used for Krishna, it is not real. If our life is not devoted to Krishna, it is not real. Then it is illusory energy of the Lord. Whatever is without relationship with Krishna is completely illusory, completely maya, we call it. In the first verse, he has given the instruction that he is the permanent source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhu. He explains again in Srimad Bhagavatam. Aham evasma evagre. That I was in the beginning. I was now with you. And after this also, I will be there. This is the very easy principle. And because he is always there, if we get unflinching attached to him, our life will be very comfortable. There won't be any worry at all. And if there is no worry, if our relations are good, if we don't have any bad ideas about anything, then our health is bound to be blooming. Our health will improve. And with this philosophy, on the other hand, our life must be very simple. We are already simple in our life. And we should be completely simple. The artificial necessities will disturb your health. Too much attachment to TV, television, disturbs our health. Too much attachment to these sound systems disturbs our health. Too much hearing of these karmi musics, you know, these rock music or this, I don't know how they can hear. For the whole night they dance and next day they snore then. This is disturbing, completely disturbing. Completely disturbing. Not only that, but I will give you the example. You should remember that how far the life should be simple. We should not use soap any time. Soap is very harmful. Soap has a caustic soda in it and it burns your skin. Instead of that, we should use the natural material to clean our body. In the olden days, not very long ago, 40-50 years ago, we used to use the earth, pure earth, to wash our body. But now, unfortunately, we don't have the pure earth also. So next to pure earth is the chickpea flour. You know, chana dal. Is the best cleansing agent. And it will not burn your skin, it will soothe your skin. As soon as you become simple like this, as soon as you discard the soap, that you don't have to spend money for the soap. Chickpea flour is very cheap. And daily, there is no need of using it. Water is sufficient. Water is antiseptic and the best cleansing agent. Because of the water, inside our body, there are always so many wounds, because we always eat something. And inside the limbs are very delicate. There are wounds inside. And all these wounds are healed because of the water. Water is the best antiseptic agent. If you have cut, then you put water on it and it will be alright. Water is the best antiseptic agent. So don't use anything daily. But once in a week or twice in a week, as you feel, you should use chickpea flour to clean the body. And then you will see that your hair will not untimely gray. You will feel very, very enthusiastic. Because chickpea flour is a natural thing. Unless we come to the simplicity to this extent, we will not have time to understand Krishna or to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the first thing. Then, the second thing we have to do, that we should be very clean in the place wherein we are staying. The place doesn't matter, maybe it is a tin shed or a hut or whatever it is. But it should be completely clean. You people are very young. You have, fortunately, you have got the energy. Once you get old, you will not have energy at all, and you require so much assistance. At the moment you have the energy, so use your energy constructively, than to fighting with each other and creating misunderstandings and drinking, cutting some animal and eating it. This is a rascaldom. Instead of that, make your place very clean. Our Srila Prabhupada's initial, what is his initials, you know? Prabhupada. What is it? Yes? AC. AC Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada. AC are his initials. Abhay Charan. AC. But we don't call him Abhay Charan. A means austerity. And C means cleanliness. He has taught us to be austere, to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Austere. He himself was getting up at 1 o'clock. Austerity. Then, don't eat meat, don't eat fish, don't drink, don't go run after the women. These are all austerities. He has taught us how to be austere. And the austerity only will help you to understand Krishna. If you are not austere, then you will not understand anything. If you are austere, as today I was very pleased that 6 o'clock you started at the correct time. This is austerity. That once we fix our time, we start it. The temple hall is completely clean. That is austerity. As soon as you go away from here, these things to be folded. They should be folded and kept it nicely arranged on the table. This is a wrong thing, that everything lying on the table, something is lying here. No, our temple rooms are completely clean and well arranged. Nothing should be kept everywhere. No, our houses also should be completely clean. Nothing should lie here and there. We must have clear idea what we have. And we should arrange that. Whatever little belongings you have, you should please arrange it. Whatever clothes you have, clean clothes you have to keep. Whatever you have to wash, you should have full idea. All these things have got to be arranged very nicely. If your life is not arranged, then you will not understand anything. These are the basic principles to understand Krishna. Unless you start from the basic way, you will not understand anything about these scriptures. We may come here and give the lectures and go away, but you will not get anything at all. Unless you develop these basic good qualities and come to completely simplicity. And this is how you will be able to improve your lifestyle. At the moment your lifestyle is like a dog. You knew how these sheets were lying here. Like a dogs are sitting on it. These sheets were very horrible to look at. If Prabhupada comes here, he would break your head with his lakri. You wouldn't tolerate these things. We should be very, very, very organized. Very organized. And if you are not organized, then you cannot understand the highly organized knowledge, which is Krishna. Organization has got to be there. Such a beautiful hall you have constructed. Keep it completely clean. Daily you should devote. Daily you should sacrifice yourself and try to clean the whole place. Yes, how nice the altar is looking. The less things are here, the hall will be clean because this is the public place. People will be coming here. At the moment it is not open and that's why people are not just visiting. But people will be visiting here. So we have to be very clean about these things. And Prabhupada's initials we always remember that you have to be austere and you have to be clean if you want to be attached to Prabhupada. And without your attachment to Prabhupada, you will not understand Krishna. And if you want to get attached to Him, you must be austere and you must be completely clean. And as soon as you are austere and as soon as you are completely clean, then you will be merciful to everybody. Cleanliness will give you the mercy, quality of mercy. Because then you know whatever you have, you know what you want, and your things are completely in limited way. Then you know everything. So you can be merciful to anybody and everybody. You will be merciful to your fellow living beings. You will be merciful to the animals. You will be merciful even to the ant. Jad Bharat was forced to carry the palanquin of the king. And there was a rain, you know. So in a rainy season, the ants cross the way. because of the water in the land, the ants come up. So ants were crossing the path, and jet-birds were jumping, you know, in order to save the ants. And when he jumped, that king was disturbed. And because of that, king was very angry with him. You rascal, why are you jumping? And then he gave the real knowledge. This is how we don't want even to kill the ant. We don't want to kill anybody. This mercy comes only when you are austere and clean. If you are not austere, if you are not clean, then you will not be merciful. Then anything, dirty thing comes and you put it in your mouth. In China, we went to China, and every living thing they can eat. And when we were in Kisumu, and is it those insects were there? Yeah. We went to the lake, you know, and there were flying insects, you know. And they told that these local people, they collect the living insects. They collect in thousands, you know, in one pot. And they eat them living. This is a rascaldom. Because we are not austere, because we are not clean, then we are mad. We catch anything and we put into mouth. There is no need of it. So much fruits are provided, so much grains are provided. There is no need of touching anything bad. You see, because we are not austere, because we are not clean, we are not merciful. And because we are not austere, because we are not clean, our needs are not limited, that's why we are not merciful and we cannot be truthful. That is the thing. These four principles are the religious principles. You have to be austere. You have to be clean so that you can be merciful and you can be truthful. I am truthful because my needs are limited. I don't require anything. And that's why I can be truthful. Otherwise, if I require so many things, then I will take everything. Because my needs are more. If your needs are less, then you don't require. Why should you require? You know that you are not going to take anything with you. I like this table very much. But what can I do? I can't take the table. I cannot take it with me. Even if I steal it from here, if Ashok denies, then I will steal it, for example. If I steal it, I cannot take it anywhere. Because there is no van. Again, I have to request Ashok, okay? I want to take the table, stolen table, to Johannesburg. Then again, I go to Johannesburg. Again, there will be a problem. Where to keep it? So I have to request somebody, hey, please, I have stolen the table, please keep it. So I cannot take the table. But the stealing has affected me. And it will force me to come back again to this planet and to give the table back to Ashok. This we don't know. The theory of karma. We may take something today. I may take the glass. But I will have to come back here. Again the birth, again death, again disease, again old age. Why? We don't want it. We don't know. This is Bhagavatam philosophy. This is the way to be understood. You must have austerity. You must have cleanliness. You must be merciful. And you must be truthful. And then you will be worshipped. Srila Prabhupada was worshipped. Why? Because he was austere. He didn't want anything. He had only $3. And see, in $3, how many buildings are coming up? This is how the Lakshmi increases. But by our behavior, we stop the progress. By our nasty behavior, we put ourselves in a miserable condition. This is the main thing to be understood. And if we understood these things, then we can be austere, we can be very clean, and we can be very merciful, and we can be very truthful. And truthful people, merciful people, clean people, austere people, they are respected everywhere. Nobody respects your body. No. This body has no value at all. But the qualities of the body are respected. If you only speak about Krishna, you will be worshipped. We want the people from you to talk about Krishna. We are waiting. Our Prabhupada told that in Africa, the Africans must take this philosophy. It is not our job to tell you. You people should learn. And you people should go to your people and wake them up. They are all sleeping. That's why they are not austere. That's why they are not clean. That's why they are not merciful. Teach them to be merciful to every living entity. This life is not meant to kill anybody. It's not. No. As soon as we lose this life, then don't know really what life we get. And in that we have to behave according to the instinct which was provided by Krishna. But in this life, we can choose how we can behave. This is the main instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. And these scriptures, they are very much intimately related with our day-to-day life. And if our day-to-day life doesn't improve, then we are putting ourselves in a dangerous situation. And with all the facilities available, we are killing ourselves. Atmaha, it is known as. In short, you know. And these are the four verses. Please try to study. Tomorrow again we will repeat, so that we will see. Then we are leaving very soon. So please don't forget these things. At least 8 verses you have to study. 4 from Bhagavad Gita, 10 chapter, verse number 8, 9, 10 and 11. And 4 from 2nd canto, Bhagavatam Chatushloki. It is seed verses, 4 seed verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. 2, 9, 33, 34, 35 and 36. Hare Krishna. Anything to ask? It doesn't matter, because we are hearing Krishna Katha. Many times picture of Prabhupada is in front of Krishna, you know, that we are going to put. And when we face Krishna, our back is at Srila Prabhupada. So it doesn't matter. He has insisted that his picture should not be on the altar. His picture should be always in the front of Krishna. So whenever we come to Krishna, we are bound to give back at him. You know? So for these things it is allowed. Otherwise we don't do. The question is very clear. Completely clean like this. Completely. And here, it's not that cold, is it? No, so to have carpets is a luxury. You know? And it incurs so much responsibility, so much in stay. The houses must be very nice, like marble or something. And we may have the pieces of carpet, not wall to wall. Because wall to wall you cannot pick up. The pieces you can pick up and clean. Yes, the house must be very nicely arranged. Such a nice house as you have, such a nice arrangement Krishna has given. Be completely austere and clean. Completely clean, thoroughly clean. We should not do anything. As soon as we get the time, we should learn Bhagavad Gita verses and chant verses and clean our places. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Submissive mood. The whole spiritual science forces us to be very humble. Unless we forget our ego, which is a great obstruction between us and Krishna, we cannot proceed on the spiritual path. Our Lord Himself is very humble. You know, He had a friend, His name was Sudama. And he was very poor. Sudama was very poor, Brahmin. So his wife was tired of the proud poverty. So one day, the wife of Sudama suggested Sudama that you know Krishna and he is very rich king of Dwarka. So you better go and see him so that he may give you something and our poverty will disappear. So Sudama agreed to go to Krishna. Then Krishna was his friend because they were both in the same class. So he was a school friend, inmate. And because he was a friend, so he thought that he will see the friend and see what comes out. So when a friend goes to see a friend, he must give some present to him. But Sudama was so very poor that he could not get any present. So somehow or the other, his wife went to the neighboring house and got some chipped rice, a handful of chipped rice, just tied in a torn cloth. And Sudama took that bundle and went to Krishna. When he approached the palace of Krishna, The guards thought that this madman, where is he going? So he asked guards that you tell Krishna that his friend Sudama has come to see him. So guards went inside and informed Krishna that your friend Sudama has come. That time Krishna was taking rest. So he immediately got up and ran to the main door. And he saw his friend and embraced him. So everybody was surprised that, what is Bhagavan doing, you know, what is God doing? It's a big king embracing a beggar, you know. So he took him inside and forced Sudama to sit on his bedstead. And he asked his queens to bring the hot water and scented water and flowers so that he can wash the feet of his friend. This is the way Lord is very humble. He is such a big person, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Nobody can equalize him. Nobody can be higher than him. And he wanted to respect his friend, not with mere words, but by his feet from bathing. This is the way the Vedic culture forces us to be very humble. And Krishna, by his own behavior, has shown that he was very humble. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the third verse of Shikshashtak, we daily recite that verse. What is that verse, third verse of Shikshashtak? Yes, Arjuna. Very good. Come on, complete. Loudly, I can't hear you clearly. The translation. Hey, you are guru. Eh? You can be guru of Marundai. What is your name? Huh? California. What is it? Clifford. Oh, Clifford. Okay, there is California. We'll call you California. Anyway, there is a ka, means Krishna. There is a kli, ka in your name. So means Krishna. Krishna was your color, you know. Blackish blue, very beautiful, like you. Very nice, nice to hear the translation. There are three conditions. Kirtaniya Sada Hariki means we have to chant the Krishna's names Sada, always. And how to chant always? Unless we fulfill these three conditions, we cannot chant. It's very clear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very clear. Number one, condition number one is Trunad Api Shunichena. Much more humble than the blade of grass. On the grass we walk, it never screams, it tolerates. And we should be more humble than that. This is the first condition. And we saw that our Krishna himself is very humble. Otherwise, who will wash the feet of a beggar friend? Nobody will do it. But Lord has shown by his own behavior how to behave. If we want to remember Lord continuously and constantly, then we must be much more humble than the blade of grass. This is the first condition. Then second condition, what is it? Taror api sahishnuna. What is the meaning? Taror api sahishnuna. Taru means tree. More tolerant than the tree. Here, the sunshine is very powerful. Sun is very burning. The tree takes all the sun on its head and gives equal shade to everybody. Whether the child is a small or a big man, rich man or the poor man, criminal or a learned sage, it doesn't differentiate. Any color, black, brown, blue, white, any color man or a lady, anybody goes under a tree, it will get the equal shade. And tree tolerates the sun on its head. This is how we should behave, that we should take all the hardships on our head. We should tolerate and give a very nice soothing shadow to anybody who comes to take shelter of us without discrimination. And not only human beings, but the dog goes under a tree, it also gets a very nice shade. Cow goes, gets a nice shade. Ant goes, gets a nice shade. It doesn't differentiate. This is how, when we become tolerant, more tolerant than the tree, then we can chant Krishna's names. And there is another thing to be understood in the toleration of the trees. If you hit it, suppose it is a mango tree, and if you hit it with the stone, then it will give you a mango. If somebody hits you with the stone, Clifford, what you will do? You will run after him with two stones. This tree doesn't do that. Somebody hits the tree and you give them the fruit. You carry fruits with you, okay? Clifford, did you understand? You have to be more tolerant than the tree. So if somebody hits you, you have to give him the fruit. Hey, you understand? Jai. More tolerant than that. What happened once, that there was a king in Maharashtra and his name was Shivaji. So it so happened that in one of the villages there was a lady and she had 3-4 children. So she could not feed the children from 3-4 days. So she wanted to go to the forest and get some mangoes from there so that she can feed the children. So she went to the forest and it so happened accidentally that the king was also riding on his horse in the same forest. And she went to the tree and she wanted to hit the tree so that she can get the mangoes to feed her children. And accidentally it so happened that this king Shivaji was riding the horse and he was also under the same tree. So the same time she hit the tree and the stone hit the turban of Shivaji. Oh God! But the soldiers were very angry. How can you hit our king, you know? So they arrested her. They arrested her and put her into the prison. Next day, Shivaji went to the court and he thought that the lady would not hit me, you know, necessarily. She must have some reason. So that's why she might have hit me on my head. So he called her and asked her, what was the reason you hit me with the stone? So she told the truth, that I wanted to have few mangoes for my children who are hungry. Since last 3-4 days I could not feed them. So I wanted to have some fruits so that I can feed my children. But it so happened that unluckily, accidentally, that I hit the tree and instead of hitting the tree, the stone fell down on your turban. It was not my intention. So Shivaji was a very noble king. So he thought, it's correct, if she would have hit the tree would have given her mango. So I'm much better than tree. I'm much better than tree, so I must give her more than the tree, more than the fruits. So Shivaji then in the end gave her 10 acres of land and 10,000 rupees and told her that you till the land and feed your children eternally. This is the tolerance. We have to tolerate. In our lifetime, we have to tolerate. Particularly in the married life, the husband has to tolerate the wife, wife has to tolerate the husband. If they don't tolerate, then there are separations and divorces and this and that and that and that. So many things. The family breaks if there is no tolerance. We have to be a devotee, we must be very humble, more humble than the grass, blade of grass, and much more tolerant than the tree. This is second condition. And the third condition is, what is it, third line? Yeah, yes? Yes, dhoti man? Amani namadani. Yes, dhoti man is in a chimpanzee's dress today. Look like a chimpanzee man. So you enjoy chimpanzee's dress, you know? Yeah, first class dhoti you didn't put on. You didn't go home? Eh? It's dirty. You would have washed it. There was no sun today, so you couldn't dry that. Anyway, now tomorrow try, eh? So, amanina manidena. We have to respect others and we don't have to expect any respect for ourselves. And this is we escape all the inebrieties. And as soon as we escape, then our mind is free to engage in Krishna, in Krishna's topics. These are the three conditions we must fulfill. What is it, Arjuna, first condition? Yeah, which we must be more humble than the blade of grass. And then second condition, Tarorapi Sakshuna, is neighbor of Clifford. Yes, you. Pardon? Taller than the tree, very good. You are all gurus, eh? You are not disciples, you are gurus. What is your name? Bhajan. Eh? Roger. Roger. Oh, Roger. I thought it was Bhajan. So, and the third one, Amanina Manidena. That we don't expect any respect for ourselves and we are ready to offer respect to others. Krishna did not expect any respect from Sudama, his beggar friend. But he gave all the respects to him. This is how Krishna demonstrates what he teaches. Apni achari, Prabhu jivera shikhaya. Apni achari, we should put into practice. And then we try to preach. Without putting into practice, you cannot preach. If you want to preach, you must reach. You must do it in your life. And then people will see and then follow. This is the easiest way to come to Bhagavad Gita. Once we cultivate these three qualities, in the beginning we will have to force ourselves. Then we become habituated to follow these things. In the beginning we have to force these things. We have to force to get up early in the morning. We have to force to come to the temple. We have to force ourselves to chant Krishna's names. And then slowly it becomes our nature. Now suppose tomorrow you don't have any place to go to, you will not like it. In your area you will go to some house and start bhajan or kirtan. This is how we get habituated to it. We have to get up early in the morning. It doesn't matter whether this place is available or not, or whether any place is available. We don't worry at all. But daily in our house, outside the house, whenever we are free from the material duties, we engage ourselves in Krishna's topics. And that is the meaning of machitta, machitta, madgat prana. And then whatever activities we do, part of our earning has to be given to Krishna. And the easiest way is that daily we eat something. We cannot stay without eating. We are eating daily. So please buy bhoga for Krishna. Don't buy for you. Think that you are going to offer it to Krishna and then go and buy the things from the market. Just change of consciousness will help you. Yajna shishta shina santo muchante sarva kil vishahi. Yajna shishta shina santo. Yajna means sacrifice. And the greatest sacrifice in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan Yajna. The chanting of Krishna's names is the greatest sacrifice. And Yajna Shishta Sana Santo, when we offer the food to Krishna, he doesn't want anything. He is not after your bread or chapati. He has plenty of it. He supplies everybody. He is known as Bhuta Brun. All the living entities are maintained by him. So he doesn't require anything from him. But to show our devotion to him, we offer everything to him. So buy the fruits for him. Buy the wheat flour for him. Prepare nice cooked food for Krishna. And then offer it with loving devotion to him. Yo me bhaktya prayachati patram pushpam phulam toyam. Yo me bhaktya prayachati. With devotion, whatever you offer to me, tad aham bhakti uparatam ashnami prayatatmana. Tad means that food or that thing we offer. Whatever we offer to Krishna, bhaktya uparatam, under your devotional service, I accept it. When we were children, I had a funny idea that only the prasadam could be offered to Krishna. Nothing else. So daily we were, our mother was preparing nice food, and then she will nice decorated thali and force us to take it to the altar. So we were just going there. We were very hungry and we wanted to eat. Many times we were very angry with the mother that she forces us to take to the altar, means 5 minutes late again. So, but we somehow or the other we went and offered always here. So then one day what happened, that my father got me a new dhoti. So in new dhoti I was very pleased, you know, and now my new dhoti is there. So I thought that I will go home and show my mother. My mother will be pleased to see the new dhoti. So I went running home. I said, "Mother, I want new dhoti. See my father." Instead of she being happy, she told that, "Go and offer it to Krishna." I was so very upset with her. I said, "What your Krishna has to do with my dhoti?" She couldn't explain, you know. But everything belongs to Krishna, and everything has got to be offered to Krishna. That was Vedic tradition, and it was the tradition in our house that whatever we bring, we offer it to Krishna, and take it back as his prasad, as his mercy. He doesn't want to keep our dhotis. He has plenty of dhotis. And he doesn't put on white dhoti, always puts on yellow, umbar, you know, silkish yellow. He doesn't want these cotton dhotis. So he gives us back, being purna, being completely satisfied in himself. He doesn't want to keep anything himself. But we are very much satisfied to accept the things from him as his mercy. And those things, muchyante sarva kilbishaihi, those things liberate us from all the miseries of the Kali Yuga. Yadne shishtashana santo muchyante sarva kilbishaihi. Kilbishaihi means all sinful activities of Kali Yuga. It liberates us from all the sinful reactions. And as soon as we are liberated from the sinful reactions, then our mind is free to engage in the discussion of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, and then try to understand. That is the meaning of Matchitta, Madgat Prana, our lives are devoted to him. Whatever we are doing, you think of your activities. You may be working in the store, or you may be the owner of the store, or you may be doing something else. But everywhere you are using Krishna's energy. There are five great elements yesterday we saw. We are using the land, or we are using the corn grown out of the land, or we are using some manufactured goods, or we are using cotton or cloth or this or that. We are using all these things which are coming from Krishna. Your activities are also going on because Krishna is merciful. Otherwise he will stop your activities. And so whatever we earn, whatever we get, it is Krishna's. And we have to purify our earning. That is the main thing. And that is how whatever you buy it for Krishna. And offer it to him and accept it back as his mercy. This is known as Matchitta. Then your mind will always be Krishnaized. At the moment, our mind is full of material things. This material consciousness has got to be raised to the spiritual consciousness. And it is very easy by just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We can do it. And this is how our mind should always be engaged. Matchitta, Madgat Prana. Our life is devoted to him. And as soon as every second you remember Krishna, then whenever you open your mouth, the preaching will come out. Suppose you meet your friend, then you preach him. Bodhayanta Parasparam is the second line. Bodhayanta means you preach. Parasparam means each other. This is how, repeat two lines now. Matchitta Madgat Prana. Matchitta Madgat Prana. Bodhayantaha Parasparam. Matchitta Madgat Prana. Bodhayantaha Parasparam. Nityam. Bodhayantaha means preaching. As soon as your mind is always engaged in Krishna, Whenever your mouth opens, the preaching will come out. We will always talk about Krishna. And kathayantascha mam nityam. And always they talk about me. Instead of talking about other things, which are completely temporary and full of misery, other talk will put you into a risky position. In Bhagavatam, very nice example is given. That any season, there are small ponds by the side of the road, you know, full of water. Small ponds. And they're only for a few days there. But as soon as there is water, the frogs come in. The frogs take birth in the water. And they, in the evening particularly, where there is water, the frogs try to sing. They think that they're singing, you know. And around, around, around they make sound. And as soon as they start talking like this, the snake hears them and comes and eats them away. This is the result of the useless talking. If you don't talk about Krishna, the useless talk will force you to die early. As the frog tries to make the noise and the snake comes and eats it away, the same way, if you talk nonsense, if you talk anything apart from Krishna, then the untimely death is awaiting for you. And that's why whenever we meet each other, we greet each other as Hare Krishna. So our talk begins from Krishna. So whatever follows is Krishna. Hare Krishna. You tell first Hare Krishna. And then whatever little talk you have to do, you do it. And it is all Krishna's talk then. And this is how kathayantascha mam nityam. And Tushyanti Charamanticha. They're Tushyanti, they're pleased. By Krishna's talks we are pleased. And Namanticha, and you enjoy the transcendental bliss. You become completely peaceful. With the God's talk, you become completely peaceful. With any other talk, there is no peace in our life. And these are few of the practical instructions. And this is the meaning of this verse. Please repeat again. Machitta madgat pranam.
Machitta madgat pranam.
Bodhayantaha parasparam. Kathayantascha mam nityam. Tushyanti charamanti cha. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Mattah sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mam. Buddha bhava samanvita. Machitta madgat prana. Bodhayanta parasparam. Kathayantascha mam nityam. Tushyanti charamanti cha. These are the two verses we have done. But knowing everything, that Krishna's names, these verses, they are very important. We don't desire to come to this. There is no desire. There is no sincere desire. You know the reason for that? Why don't you want to do it? You are very few today here. Otherwise, if there is something else, then we crowd together. But we don't want to come to God. You know, it's very nicely described by Rupa Goswami that why we don't want to come to this. He says in nice words, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sipad Sita Pavidya. Syat means there is. Krishna Nama, the names of Krishna. Charita, the topics of Krishna. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi. Charitadi, topics, etc. There are so many things about Krishna to be known and studied. There are so many things to be studied. And it is like Sita. Sita means sugar candy. If you have a sugar candy, you taste from any corner and it will taste sweet. But avidya, we are ignorant. And about what? He is giving a nice example in the second line. Pitta upatapta rasana sarojikanu. Pitta upatapta means we are suffering from jaundice. Those people who suffer from jaundice. What is it you are laughing at? Always I have to stay till you become quiet. You come, blue shirt. You come further. You open your mouth. Come, yes, see me. Come a bit further. Come a bit further. This way. Don't create disturbance, please, till we are thinking about Krishna. We are suffering from jaundice. You know, our eyes become yellow. When we suffer from jaundice, the body becomes pale, the red blood vanishes, and disappears, and our blood also starts getting yellow. There is jaundice. And the jaundice disease spreads through the water. It's a risky disease. And when there is a jaundice, when we are suffering from jaundice, the sugar cane, which is very sweet, but if you taste sugar cane, it will taste you bitter, because you are suffering from jaundice. Sugar cane is not bitter. Sugar cane is very sweet. But sugar cane is the medicine of jaundice. So if you continue eating sugar cane, then slowly the disease will decrease. And as the disease decreases, you start tasting sugar cane sweet. This is our position. We are suffering from ignorance. We don't know the importance of Krishna in our life. And that is the avidya, that is ignorance. But the names of Krishna is the medicine for our ignorance. So if you keep on chanting the names of Krishna, then slowly your disease will decrease. And as your disease will decrease, then you will start relishing Krishna's names. Please try to get rid of this disease. Force your mind to engage in studying Bhagavad Gita as soon as possible. Daily at least, you should study one verse. Keep one verse written in your pocket, and wherever you have a few minutes, you just go through it. And at the end of the day, you will know one verse. Or at least in 2 days, you will study one verse. And if you at all know 2 days, in 2 days one verse, in 12 months, you will have 180 verses with you. And 180 verses means nearly 5 chapters from Bhagavad Gita. Please try to study. By doing the studies, you will have the knowledge. And as I told you yesterday, there is a great responsibility on your shoulders. Your people are suffering unsurpassable suffering. We see it's unsurpassable suffering. And you also might be suffering. Some or the other, by Krishna's mercy, you might have got job or something to eat and somewhere to stay. Otherwise it is very difficult in these countries. The work is very difficult. Staying is very difficult. The prices of the things are very high. So unless you come to Krishna, there is no other way. Please try to understand these things. There is no force. We cannot force. We cannot guard you 24 hours a day. But please purify your existence. Sattva Vishuddhau Vasudeva Shaptitam. Unless Sattva Vishuddha, unless your existence is extra purified, you cannot understand Krishna. You cannot understand Vasudeva. Sattva Vishuddhau Vasudeva Shaptitam. Unless your existence is purified, you will not be able to concentrate on the study of the scriptures. Please try to get rid of unwanted habits. You are lucky to come to this place. Very nice scriptures are read daily. Nice knowledge is dissipated. There is nowhere place like this. Not in Marundale, but nowhere in Harare or in Zimbabwe. This is the only place wherein we welcome you. We try to give you the knowledge free of charge. We don't charge anything. There are meditation centers. They are charging near $1,000 per hour in America. And do you go pay $1,000 to them and hold your nose and sit in front of them? They don't do anything. They just cut your money and enjoy themselves. This is the thing. Here there is no cheating. And we are humbly requesting you to come to this point to study the scriptures and make your life perfect. Hare Krishna. Do you want to ask anything? Few minutes.
Krishna, you look nice with tilak. I see tilak on your forehead. What is his name? Eh? And this Dhotiman man doesn't believe in tilak. I heard that you were in Durban for 6 months. So why did you leave the tilak? In Durban, what did you do in Durban? It's all right. But please remember these things and follow these things. Have you anything to ask? Yes. What? What? Yes. The thing is, you should start chanting Maha Mantra. Have you beads with you? These are beads, you know. Have you? Have you beads like this? And then you get the bag and the bead. And there is Krishna bead. This is Krishna bead. And then you hold one bead after that and chant Maha Mantra. You know Maha Mantra? Chant, yes, chant please. Hare Hare. Hare Hare. And then change bead again. And this is how you continue for 108 times. And then you will complete one round. Start from one round. This is the beginning to follow Krishna. And then slowly keep on coming to this place so that you will hear what to do more. Okay? But this is the beginning. So from today, you should chant. Okay? Where are you staying? Are you in Marundale? Where are you working? Oh, oh, that's very nice. You're lucky. See your boss? He's in dhoti and nice kurta. Nice tilak. See how nice he looks? And you also have a tilak. Very good. Very nice. What is your name? Huh? Thomas. Soon you will change your name. You know? Thomas is a rubbish name. Thomas is a beef eater name. We don't eat beef, you know. So, we'll have nice Krishna's names, you know. Please, Thomas, chant, start chanting, okay? And stop eating meat as soon as possible. And slowly, Krishna will give you. Your boss will guide you. Nice, nice, Thomas. I'll not forget you. Keep on coming. We are here for 2 days. Okay? Nice, nice, very nice. Anything else? Yeah, yes. Want to ask? This boy. He is raising his hands. Anybody? Hare Krishna. All the rest of the Bhagavad Gita.